Chapter 8. When I was just 8 and Liam was nearly 9, we were sent with our little sister Kitty to stay with Ada in Broadstone. This was just a few miles from where we lived. I know that now, of course, but when we were children it might have well been Timbuktu. It was a world unto itself, a little enclave of artisan cottages close to the centre of Dublin that fitted together like Lego. I think we might also have been sent there when Kitty was just a baby. There is a gap in my mother's reproducing around then, and I think of these as the dead children years, the ones that marked her and turned her into the creature I later knew. I don't know what they called these episodes. Single women had breakdowns, but in those days married women just had more babies, or no more babies. Mammy got going again anyway with Alice in 1967. What would we have done without Alice? And right after that came Ivor and Jem. I suppose the unfairness of twins might have provoked her final bout of nerves. Certainly there were always tranquillizers in there, among the Brufen and the Warfarin, on her saucer of pills. And she has been, as long as I have known her, subject to the shakes, and inexplicable difficulties, and sudden weeps. I sometimes wonder what she was like before we had to go away, or if I knew what was lost when we returned each time. If some mama who danced with the sweeping brush and kissed the baby's tummy was replaced by this piece of benign human meat sitting in a room. Ada's house was very quiet. It was hard to forget the sound of your breath going in, faltering out, until you were smothered slightly by your own hesitation. It was the quiet of a house that had no children, and the rooms were full of things. There were things on mantelpieces, and little things on tables that you might not...